News release. Michigan Department of Natural Resources. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources has recently sampled dead wild birds suspected to be positive for highly pathogenic avian influenza at multiple locations across Lower Michigan. The DNR's ongoing disease surveillance indicates that HPAI is widespread in wild bird populations throughout the state. HPAI is a highly contagious respiratory disease that causes sickness and sometimes death in birds and mammals. The virus spreads through fecal droppings or nasal discharge of an infected bird, which contaminates the environment. So far this year, more than 300 dead wild birds have been discovered in 5 counties. DNR staffers collected 77 dead Canada geese and 1 dead mallard from the Fenville Farm Unit at Allegan State Game Area in Allegan County. More than 80 dead Canada geese were reported along the Shiawassee River near Owosso in Shiawassee County. About 25 dead Canada geese were reported at Williamston Lakes in Ingham County, and another 20 dead birds were reported along the Grand River in Grand Ledge in Eaton County. About 100 dead birds were reported in Washtenaw County. Samples collected from the Allegan State Game Area, Shiawassee River, Williamston Lakes and Washtenaw County sites were sent to the Michigan State University Veterinary Diagnostics Laboratory in East Lansing for testing. Preliminary results indicate avian influenza is suspected. When an avian influenza virus is detected, the samples are forwarded to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Veterinary Services Laboratory in Ames, Iowa, for confirmatory testing, which can take weeks to months to complete. The National Laboratory will test for, confirm, and identify any highly pathogenic strains of an avian influenza virus. Confirmed positive cases are posted on the DNR HPAI webpage. However, HPAI is widespread in wild birds throughout Michigan. Even if a county does not have a confirmed case listed, HPAI could still be present. If you observe a die-off of 6 or more wild birds, report it to the DNR at michigan.gov/eyesinthefield. You can also report wild birds or other wild animals that appear sick. Leave dead wild birds alone. Dead wild birds should be left to naturally decompose if they are in an area where it is difficult to get to them, or where people and domestic animals will not have contact with them. A fresh carcass can spread disease, but as the animal decomposes, the virus will die. If you find a dead wild bird, you should leave it alone. However, if you need to remove it, do not touch it with your bare hands. You should wear gloves and other personal protective equipment, said Mitch Marcus, DNR Wildlife Health Supervisor. The best advice we can give is to treat every wild bird as though it has a disease. HPAI cannot be detected without testing. Some birds are carriers of the virus, but are healthy and may never get sick, even though they can spread the disease. What should I do if I find dead wild birds on my property? Property owners are responsible for cleaning up dead wild animals on private property. The DNR conducts sampling of dead animals as appropriate but does not clean up carcasses. If dead wild birds are easily accessible and pose a potential risk to people and domestic animals, double bag the carcasses and dispose of them through normal trash pickup. Always use personal protective equipment. Wear shoes that can be disinfected and disposable or rubber gloves. Wear a face mask and eye protection to protect your nose, mouth, and eyes from accidental splashes that may contain the virus. If handling multiple wild birds, wear rain bibs or a waterproof apron over clothing. In a pinch, you can wear a large plastic garbage bag with holes cut for your arms and neck. Disinfect the protective layers and wash clothes immediately afterward. Discard disposable personal protective equipment. Disinfect all other PPE and clothing, and wash hands thoroughly when done. DNR continues wildlife disease surveillance. Since the initial outbreak in 2022, highly pathogenic avian influenza, commonly known as bird flu, has been found in wild birds throughout the U.S., so we expect to see continuing cases of HPAI affecting Michigan's wildlife, said Sarah Thompson, DNR Wildlife Division Chief. The DNR will continue appropriate surveillance efforts, prioritizing birds found in large mortality events, raptors and wild mammals. Caitlin Barnes, DNR wildlife biologist and acting waterfowl specialist, said the DNR does not anticipate serious impacts to Michigan's duck, goose or swan populations. The populations immediately near the sites with positive test results could see a decline, but there should not be impacts to the statewide population, Barnes said. This HPAI strain has killed numerous bald eagles and colony nesting birds like terns and cormorants. It is too early to determine whether this outbreak will result in population-level effects, but research is ongoing. Working together to keep people and animals safe. State of Michigan experts in many fields are working together to respond to reports of suspected cases of bird flu across the state. Wildlife. The DNR is here to help Michiganders enjoy the state's natural resources and safely engage with wildlife and the outdoors. To help prevent the spread of HPAI, the DNR advises people to avoid direct contact with wildlife, and to keep their domestic animals from having contact with wildlife. The DNR also advises cleaning backyard wild bird feeders every 2 weeks with a 10% bleach to water solution to avoid transmission of HPAI and other diseases more commonly spread at bird feeders. Don't place seed directly on the ground or use platform feeders. This can help slow disease spread by preventing larger numbers of birds and other wildlife from congregating. Canada goose hunting opportunities are continuing as planned at the Fenville Farm Unit with precautions advised. Domestic animals. The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development continues to lead Michigan's response to HPAI by closely monitoring and responding to reports of sick domestic birds and HPAI throughout the state. Owners of backyard and commercial flocks and herds should continue to follow all MDARD biosecurity guidance to prevent and respond to outbreaks of HPAI. Feral and domestic cats have tested positive for the disease, so it is best to keep pet cats indoors to ensure they do not have contact with wildlife. For more information, read the MDARD fact sheet on HPAI and cats. HPAI has not been detected in domestic canines in the United States, but owners should still take precautions to ensure that dogs do not have contact with wildlife, especially sick or dead wildlife. Human health. The risk of HPAI infecting people is low, but the virus can infect people, especially those who come in contact with infected animals or materials. Although the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention considers the public health risk associated with HPAI to be low, it's important to take precautions to avoid contracting or spreading the virus. Visit the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Influenza A, H5N1, webpage for more public health information.